reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. We live in a world that's saturated with talking heads. On the radio, on the news, on 24-hour cable television. That is, we tune ourselves into the voices of people who are intent on giving us their unbridled opinion, and or what they think we want to hear. We plug into different media in order to never be out of the loop. Cell phones, iPods, iPads are attached to us on our ears, in our pockets, at our fingertips. I find myself wondering if we ever reach the saturation point and search for the remote control that will allow us to mute the noise and the voices and enter into the blissfulness of silence. I know I do. If we did, we might find ourselves tuning into the myriad of ways that God's reign breaks into our midst, even in the smallest of ways. The song of the morning dove awakening us to the promise of a new day. A bud bursting forth into a glorious, sweet-smelling blossom. Family, friends, or community members greeting each other with a hug, a kiss, or a handshake. A child speaking his or her first word of adoration, "Mama, Dada." Despite the clamoring of the crowds pressing in upon him, begging to be healed, forgiven, and taught, Jesus heard, if you will, the plea of the man who was plagued by a mute spirit. Jesus was able to tune out the noise of the crowds and attend to this man, and the crowds were amazed. I imagine they were brought to silence as the man began to speak. We, too, are invited to silence. Yes, to be amazed at the ways God makes God's self known to us in the beauty of creation, but also to dive more deeply into the heart of God and be moved with pity and compassion as Jesus was for those who are abandoned and troubled. In calling for more laborers for the harvest, Jesus wasn't just talking about the ordained and the professed. It is a call to all the baptized to respond to the concerns of our sisters and brothers, to bring voice to the voiceless, and hope to those in despair. The opportunities are boundless. When we consider the thousands of immigrant children crossing the U.S. borders from Central America, the refugees of Syria's civil war, the Christian communities under persecution for their faith, especially these days in Iraq, the victims of gun and gang violence in the United States, women and children being trafficked, victims of physical, emotional, psychological, sexual, and verbal abuse, or those caught in the web of alcohol and drug abuse. We may feel too overwhelmed by the enormity of these situations to do anything about them. Perhaps that's why we are tempted to ignore the mute or off button on all of our technological tools. But these are the ones in our midst today who are plagued by a mute spirit. So we are called to do something. At the very least, and really, at very most, we are called to pray. We cannot ignore this power. But neither can we ignore God's response to our plea to do something. Jesus has given us his Spirit so that we might do something. We can write our elected representatives or study issues so that we can speak about them with clearer knowledge and understanding, or build relationships with those whom we consider the other. We can also begin a little closer to home by looking at the relationships and situations in our own lives. Perhaps there is a relationship that needs the healing salve of forgiveness in order for love and affection to again be expressed. A child or an elder who might welcome companionship, an organization that could use a helping hand. All around us, there are people and situations in need of healing, attention, guidance, understanding, compassion, and reconciliation. The one thing we cannot do as disciples of the Lord is remain silent. To do so is to ourselves be plagued by a mute spirit. Jesus healed the man who was mute, and the crowds were amazed. In baptism, we have been saturated with his Spirit, which compels us to speak up with courage and conviction. It's time for the crowds to again be amazed.